midnight October sky. I drank a Friday night into a Saturday morning. Starry, smoke-filled skies, podcasting from the biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada. It's the Pete Barkman Show, college football, airing live as a podcast. Of course, Georgia versus Auburn tonight. The Deep South's oldest rivalry turns 125 years old. How about it? I hope I can make it to 175 contests between those two great college football teams and universities. Of course, we've got Major League Baseball, an update there. Hardball, the playoffs. October baseball. Doesn't get any better than that. And honestly, I absolutely love the final eight teams and the matchups. Division, rivals. Let's get it. Pods versus Dodgers, the Padres. How do you not like that baseball team? Fernando Tatis, the Dodgers, the perennial favorites. Can they finally get it done this year? Pods, Dodgers. Braves, Marlins. National League East foes. The A's, Astros. Yanks, the Yankees versus the Devil Rays. I want to see the Braves versus the A's. Certainly I can settle for the Yankees versus the Dodgers. We'll probably get the Marlins versus the Padres. My thought, as always, may the best baseball team win. That's Dodger Blue. That's the Los Angeles Dodger baseball team. Very good baseball team. But can they get it done in October? We will see. This podcast episode, Las Vegas Larry's Losers. National Football League Week 4 games. In an apology, we apologize. No college football losers this week. I got wasted. Time can get lost. We give one college football loser, though. How do we not touch this game? We're going to each and every year. Until I'm worm food 6 feet under, we'll be talking about Georgia versus Auburn. Oh, you know it. That's it. Auburn sucks. Georgia at home between the hedges, a touchdown favorite. Yes, the entire world, the universe, put money. They put their hard-earned greenbacks on Auburn getting the 7 points. Of course, after watching a mostly average Bulldog effort last Saturday versus the Arkansas Razorbacks, Who loses? Who's the biggest loser of them all tonight in Athens? Who loses tonight in A-Town? Go Dogs, sick 'em. Our loser, Auburn losers. Auburn loses 22-3. Let's get to the league. The big boy football, National Football League week. Number 4 already. Next, who loses this Sunday on the Pete Barkman Show, Las Vegas Larry's Losers, week 4 in the NFL. Let's head to the Tar Heel State, Charlotte, North Carolina. It's Bird versus Cat. The Arizona Cardinals fly south to try to peck the eyes out of the Carolina Panthers. Carolina. Panthers a home dog, plus 3 points. Similar teams, young coaches. The Arizona Cardinals are a year ahead on the development cycle, comparatively speaking, to the Panthers and head coach Matt Rhule. Las Vegas Larry's loser, the loser. Carolina, the Panthers. The Panther Cat gets declawed. Carolina loses, 42-30. Let's head to the Queen City. The Natty, Cincinnati, Ohio. The Hoodays, the Bengals, hosting the Jaguars of J-Town. It's the Pussycat Bowl. Two teams without a win. Two teams with two cool cats behind center. That's right, two cool cats. Young quarterbacks, Gardner, Minshew. We love the stash, Gardner. were the Jaguars and Joey. Joe the Giant Slayer Burrow for the Bengals. Cincy minus 3 at home. Who is the biggest loser Sunday in the Natty? Las Vegas Raiders loser. The Jaguars lose. Jags lose 29-27 in a ball game in the Natty. Next, it's the early disappointment bowl game of the week. The Minnesota Vikings versus the Houston Texans. Both teams, 0 wins, 3 losses. Yikes. 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 Playoff hopes likely dashed with an 0-4 start. No doubt about that. Kirk Cousins versus Deshaun Watson. Arrgh. Texans minus 3.5 at home in the Dome. Las Vegas, Larry's loser. Who loses Sunday in the Dome? Vikings lose 22-18. Vikings lose 22-18. The Seattle Seagulls continue to ride the man, the myth, the legend. That is Russell, the love muscle Wilson. Give him the MVP trophy now. The floppy fish. The Miami Dolphins actually showed signs of intelligence with a big win last Thursday. Big win for the fish. I see you, Ryan, the Harvard man, Fitzpatrick. Win this week, fish, though. Win this week. I will watch reruns of the show Flipper. Yes, the 1960s sitcom about some adolescent boy and his best friend, Flipper the Dolphin. Bring back the 60s, brah. The decade where all America was stoned immaculate. Who loses? Who loses? Seattle, the Seahawks versus the Miami Dolphins. Give me the fish, what? Say it again. Give me the fish plus 6.5. And the win outright. Yep. Las Vegas, Larry's loser. Seattle loses 27-26. Big win for the fish. The upstate New York Buffalo Bills Mafia travel to Vegas, baby. The Las Vegas Raiders host Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. The Raiders, a home dog, plus 3 points. I don't know, Vegas, the city of Las Vegas, I don't know if they have autumn winds. I think Vegas has the all-you-can-eat buffet and strippers. But do they have any sort of home field advantage as the Raiders in their new home? The silver and black dome. Do they have a home field advantage? They're going to need it. They're going to need it Sunday versus the Buffalo football team. Ask the Saints. Of course, the Saints came into Las Vegas Raider football stadium and got their ass kicked. Raiders look good. Raiders, of course, were humbled last week against the Pats in New England. Of course, the Patriots are a tough place to play. Tough place to win there. I think this will be a challenge eventually to win in Las Vegas. I don't know about with COVID. Riddle me this. Who has the better quarterback, Josh Allen or Derek Carr? Who has the better defense, Buffalo or Las Vegas? Is there a home field advantage? Hey, the answer is Buffalo has the better quarterback. The answer is Buffalo has a much better defense. The answer is probably not much of a home field advantage. Better team finds a way. Las Vegas, Larry's loser Sunday in Las Vegas. The Raiders in a street fight on the strip. Raiders lose 22-17. Let's hit up Sunday Night Football. We love Sunday Night Football. The Gold Rush host, Fly Eagle Fly. The 49ers minus 7.5 points versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Nick the Dick Mullins, fresh off making every New York Giant fan scream his name. Big Dick Nick gets some filthy Philly action this week. The Eagles need a win. Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz. I don't know, Brock. Injuries on both sides. Philly, San Fran. Of course, Jimmy G still hobbled by the high ankle sprain. Give me the points, but I see a 49er win. Las Vegas, Larry's loser. The Eagles lose a close, highly contested contest. 49ers look a bit jet-lagged. Nick the Dick looks limp at times, but puts together a game-winning drive. Eagles lose. Las Vegas, Larry's loser. Philadelphia loses 24-21 to the Niners. Are we going to end it on Monday night? That's it? Or are we going to have Tuesday night football? Of course, the Patriots and the Chiefs. The COVID delay. They may play Monday. They may play Tuesday. Of course, Chiefs, Patriots, we're looking forward to some football there. But hey, Monday night football. Thank God for Monday night football. Falcons fly to Lambeau Field. The face, the go back, go. Atlanta Falcons versus the Green Bay Packers. The 0-3 Dirty Birds versus the 3-0 Packers. Who loses on Monday? The Packers of Green Bay, in my humble opinion, are the best team besides the Seattle Seahawks in the NFC. Green Bay -7 on Monday Night Football. Truth. Atlanta falls to 0-4. The hot seat alert, Coach Quinn. What you gonna do, Coach? Falcons lose. Las Vegas Lakers loser. Falcons lose 34-26. This is the Pete Barkman Show. This podcast episode, Las Vegas Lakers losers. Week 4 in the National Football League. Georgia Auburn tonight. That means a cocktail. That means 125 years of Georgia Auburn football. All is good. Our prayers to President Trump, COVID diagnosis. The weird year 2020 gets weirder. Look, man, we're all Americans. I pray for everyone's health and happiness. We're on the team against COVID. We're not individually hoping or wishing or hopefully doing anything except wishing for the best for this country. Despite whoever wins or loses the election and some of the drama that we all as citizens have to endure over the next 30 days. As the election unfolds. But remember, we are united. United we stand. One country, under God, indivisible. Seek justice, seek truth, do what's right. Treat your neighbors friendly. Be kind, be the best version of yourself. Love, lead the way. This is the Pete Barkman Show. Thank you for lending an ear. We are most grateful.